The third-degree murder trial of the general contractor charged in connection to 2013's deadly building collapse in Center City, Philadelphia, got underway today. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports.
On June 5, 2013, a 30-foot freestanding wall pancaked onto the neighboring Salvation Army thrift store at 22nd and Market Streets. The collapse killed 6 people and injured 13 more. Prosecutors argue that general contractor Griffin Campbell is a big reason why. They allege Campbell knowingly cut corners during a demolition that proved fatal. During her opening statement, Assistant District Attorney Jennifer Selber said Campbell flouted demolition standards in order to quickly sell the building's guts for a profit. Selber also says Campbell ignored multiple warnings that the wall was a severe safety hazard, including one handed down the night before the collapse. In a sometimes fiery stint before the jury, Campbell's attorney Bill Hobson argued that his client is a scapegoat, paying for the mistakes made by powerful decision makers above him. Hobson also alleges that others had chances to stop the collapse from happening. The trial is expected to last more than 3 weeks. Campbell is slated to testify. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.